Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Welcome back. We always have great guests stop by. Let's go there.
I know, right? And I think this one I'm very excited about because you know how much of a TV head I am.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I love television. And this new show from Freeform is like really piquing my interest after seeing the first episode. It's like That Girl.
Oh, yeah. It's called Everything's Gonna Be Okay. Gonna, by the way. It's not going. Everything's gonna be
Shira,
okay.
No one really pronounces things like that anymore. Like, who enunciates?
I just want to make sure people don't Google the wrong thing.
I love that for you.
And it follows this character, Nicholas, mm-hmm. who is in the community. He's gay.
Right.
He has two half-sisters, one who's on the autism spectrum, and they're coping with the loss of their father, who passes away from cancer. So here is the trailer. And then, of course, we have one of the stars of the show joining
mm-hmm.
us.
You know we famous.
Hello, I will be doing Dad's eulogy. I have autism. Dad used to get frustrated when I always made things about myself, but he is dead now. Surprise!
I know I'm only your half-brother, but I would like to offer myself up to be your guardian.
You don't know how.
I'm inexperienced, but I'll be the best dad. I'll braid their hair, I'll make their lunches, and I'm spontaneous. What's the worst that can happen?
So many bad things.
Yeah, I'm replaying that in my head, and I don't.
Okay, that's Everything's Gonna Be Okay.
And just a little teaser. Just a little teaser.
Yeah, that's a little teaser. And of course, Adam Faison is in the studio with us.
Hello, hello.
Yes, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. I'm so excited.
Yes.
I'm glad you guys got to see it.
I know, seriously. Yes. Let's be clear, though. Adam is, I feel like, a super professional. I mean, he's done shows like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Marvel, also Grace and Frankie, one of our faves.
Yeah. Really love that one.
I mean,
awesome.
It's kind of crazy.
So cool.
And Adam, you play Alex.
Yes.
Who's a dental student who begins dating the main character, Nicholas, at
yes.
the start of the series. And
yes.
you basically become part of the family.
Yeah. And it's really cool because, like, I don't know, it's sort of like, as the pilot stands, it's sort of like, will they, won't they? Because,
yeah.
like, it's kind of a lot of baggage. Like, his parents, like, passing away, like, pretty much both of them, his mom in the show, their mom passes away early on. And then in this episode, like, the pilot as it stands, like, they lose their second,
oh,
like, their second parent, and so it's kind of like this. I come into the middle of it. And I'm like, this is a lot, and I don't know
yeah.
if it's rude to leave or rude to stay. I think is one of my lines in it, and I feel like that's just such a like an indicative line of like my character as a whole of like not kind of knowing awkwardly where he fits into the whole series and like family.
Yeah,
you know,
because it is yeah. really dark.
It's
overall.
Heavy.
It's very heavy,
yeah.
but it's also filtered with humor.
Humor,
and
variety.
I like that because one
love
thing
that.
While watching it, I really didn't know where my emotions were going to take me.
Yeah,
but I did like the awkward moment in the beginning between you see this couple are like these people that are dating getting to know each other
yeah.
your character
yeah.
and the main character, and I'm just sitting there like, wow, this is a very realistic depiction of like what it could a first date could be like.
Yeah, totally. I'm so glad that you like picked up and it felt real to you.
Yeah,
like, it just we kind of like overlap, and then parts of it were kind of like I'm like, whoa, this is like maybe TMI, but it's like also on a date you're like, I mean, God, I've been on so many dates where I've like, you know, you get a couple of drinks in that you, and then you kind of start getting a little misty-eyed over
oh,
something,
yeah.
and you're like, okay, should I be sharing this right,
right
now? But I think it's super realistic, you know, especially in the gay community. I feel like we have, like, a lot of us have gone through a lot of things,
mm-hmm.
and so, like, it's, you know, I think it's kind of a beautiful thing that connects us, and I like that he doesn't share, he doesn't shy away from that.
Yeah, and as this character, do you feel like it's very different than your other characters? Because you're in the community.
Yes, yeah.
But then you also are now...
He just
yes.
came out on our show, Sharon.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
Oh my God, this is such a huge moment. This is like Oprah. We were saying how this is like Oprah earlier.
But you also, obviously, you're in the community on the show.
Yeah.
And you are, and it's a starring gay couple. Like,
totally.
The main couple on the show is gay, which I love. And you're also younger, which is really cool.
Which is, I love that you touched on both of those. Like, I feel like that was the most exciting thing about this for me, was that I felt like I didn't have a young sort of gay couple role model growing up like this. Like, and especially the fact that they're interracial. I think Josh likes to downplay it because he's like, I don't want to try to represent every community or blanket, like represent every interracially gay couple or whatever. But just, it's cool that we're just humans living, and we just by proxy, we are, or by as a byproduct, we are queer. And, you know, like, and she's autistic. She's the first, Kayla's the first authentically cast autistic person in TV history, which is amazing. And a lot of people actually message me and they're like, you know, who did they find? Like, this girl is so good at playing autistic. I'm like, she's autistic herself, you know? People don't realize, though.
But that's the thing, because obviously, that's one thing that really... I saw this show and I was like, wow, this is so beautiful, because you do have shows like, you know, Atypical and The Good Doctor.
Yeah.
What light do you feel like this show specifically is putting on people with autism and how they navigate the world?
Well, I think what's awesome, I think kind of what I was touching to a little bit, is that like Josh is kind of seeing those shows and he thinks it's amazing that they are shedding light, but he was kind of a little bit like, everyone kept basically telling him, like, this is really difficult to cast authentically, and you're going to have a lot of trouble finding somebody who can get through the lines, get through it. And he was like, I found out it actually just, like, wasn't true. And, like, me seeing that firsthand, too, working with Kayla, like, she's so hardworking. She also is so quirky and has so many eccentricities that I think... I love Atypical and Good Doctor, but they're just two types of autistic men.
But experiences. It represents different experiences.
It
and
does.
And there is a scale.
But specifically, man, I do love that angle, because you're not seeing women, like autistic women.
We're not seeing women either.
You're not seeing women in that.
And actually, it's been shown that the diagnosis doesn't happen as much with women than men.
Dude, you're so right. Wow. Studies show, I think it was only a recent advent in the 80s is when they started diagnosing women with autism. And they said the confounding variable was that women are much better at adapting to social cues than boys are.
That's
and so,
so
basically they were able to
mimic. Look at the political climate we're in.
We are with Adam Faison, who is the star of Freeform's new show, Everything's Gonna Be Okay. Now, you've been keeping busy. You also just currently wrap production on a new Netflix film.
Yes.
Yesterday. Jennifer Garner.
Yep. And she's so cool. I guess the movie she was saying is based on her real life. So she went to Netflix and she pitched it to them and was like, so I do this thing for 24 hours where I say yes to everything my kids want. Like, because she's like, I feel like they think I'm not cool. And so
that's a
she
fun
did
idea.
It.
Please
and
tell me you're playing her kids,
so
because
fun.
Jennifer Garner
that would
is
be
like
dope.
My life. Following
I
her,
really wish I was
like just
excited.
Watching her and just being a fan of her career, she is like a peak white woman. Like,
she really is.
If I was a white woman, it would be her.
Especially
or
that
Reese
Love Simon, she comes in. Oh my God, dude. I literally ran into Reese Witherspoon the other day and I made eye contact with her.
Stop.
After the SAG Awards.
Oh,
I was at dinner.
Did you go?
No, I didn't. I was on a date, actually. And so I was like, after, it was at dinner where her, Meryl Streep, and freaking Nicole Kidman.
Are you kidding
I'm
me?
Not joking, you guys. The
what luck is surrounding
bananas.
You?
Dude, I don't know. I was literally like, what is happening
what
right now?
What restaurant was
and
it?
And then it was, oh God, it's someplace
downtown.
You
don't
downtown.
Even remember what it was.
I don't know. I was
spot.
Delirious. I don't remember anything after that.
So, I mean, obviously, this is amazing because you're at this peak where you're just experiencing so many new things.
God,
and I mean, your career, you've had a very great career so far. Cool. But I guess, how do you kind of navigate getting out of the feelings of, you know, trying to top your next thing? Because obviously, we're in an industry where relevancy is so important.
Yes. Oh, I think, like, after this, it's kind of like... It's been interesting. I've been really pushing with my agents and my managers to be like, because this is so, it's just so good. It's just so authentic and so honest that I think I've been pushing a lot to more just go in that vein of honesty and realism. And that's been kind of a really good barometer and like litmus test of projects for me going forward. And like, I come from theater, so like, there's just playwrights put so much time. And that's not to say TV and film doesn't, but sometimes just by nature, you don't have
it's
as much time
industries.
To build the characters.
Yeah.
And so coming from theater, I just feel like having done some, like, you know, if having done Ibsen and freaking, you know, George Bernard Shaw and like these, and like Susan Laurie Parks, like these amazing playwrights.
Yeah.
Seeing that work and having done that, I kind of was like a really great like barometer and litmus test for me going into like this industry in general. Cause I don't know, you read a lot of crap.
Yeah.
But it's nice to, I studied film and theater. So it was like,
so
I
you're
got
like
a
an
little
actor.
Bit.
Yes,
says with a flare of the thespian fingers. Yes, I mean, says with a jazz hat.
When I hear this, all I think about is you must have a good memory because, like, you have to.
Right?
Oh my
like,
God.
Play,
yes,
right when
yes.
I think of a playwright, like, you are remembering an entire play.
She's like, I could never.
A whole ass play. Yes, yes.
I can barely remember yesterday's show.
Yeah, that's right. It's so funny because, yeah, I actually, to be honest, I have the worst memory, but being an actor has taught me to have a better one because, like, I've started breaking them down in terms of like thoughts as opposed to being like word for word.
Yeah, how do you do that? But then do the people that write, the writers get annoyed that you're not doing it based on their word? Or
well,
do you feel like this day and age it's
word
changed?
For word. Well, sometimes they'll change it, but I end up getting it word for word. Like if you're doing Sorkin too, my friends that have worked with him, like I've never worked with him before, but they say he's very
who?
To the T, Aaron Sorkin, who's like West Wing
just
and
Newsroom. Sure that, yeah.
Yeah, and so he, yeah. So
good save, Cher. I love that.
Got it,
you.
You're good. We're good.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Like, just making sure you know, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, just like he's very word perfect. And eventually I do get it word perfect,
yeah.
But it's like generally I'll get the ideas first and then I'll do the execution of the word perfect after
well,
that.
Well, I wow. am so excited to see where you're going next.
Thank
please,
you.
Okay, tell everyone, obviously, the first three episodes
yes.
are out on Hulu,
on Hulu
right now.
Yes.
But when is everyone going to, when's
yes.
it come on? Tell
you can
everyone
catch Everything's Gonna Be Okay every week on Thursdays at 8:30 p.m. And then it'll be on Hulu at 12 a.m. the next day every week.
Very
yes.
nice. Adam Faison, thank you again.
Please come back.
So much. I will.
I'm obsessed
so
with
fun.
You.
Yes,
I love
he's very cute.
So
great outfit too.
See, I wanted to say it, but I'm happy you said it because I always say our guests are very cute.
Thank
like
you.
I'm, yeah, I'm that
thank
person.
You. I appreciate
the
it.
The first part of my life that I'm not the only thirsty one.
Well, I don't know. Don't hold your breath.